Welcome to Moms Count 365, episode 108. If you want to start a podcast, let's make it easy on you.
Yes, that's what we do at Podcast Weekend. And we've been podcasting for a very, very long time. And we get a lot of questions from listeners. We get a lot of questions from sponsors and advertisers and different people who say, hey, we want to start a podcast. We've had people take us to meetings and coffees and just try to kind of dig out of us. And so we decided, you know what? This is something that people want. So we're going to package this and make it easy, because sometimes also what we find in our conversations with people who want to start podcasting is that they're really making it complicated.
Yeah. And we want it to be easy peasy on you. So we have our Podcast Weekend download, $27. You can go through step by step of it, and
we lay it out there.
We do. We have our formula. We have our strategy for how to do this. And we do 10 at a time. We could do 10 a day with no problem.
And we kind of go through that on how you can do the same thing. So we kind of teach you our formula, and we save you a lot of time. We save you a lot of effort, and we save you a lot of money.
So some of the things that are going to be that are in this Podcast Weekend download are going to help you create a dynamic podcast and monetize your content. So, for instance, the four reasons why you should start thinking like a radio show host with your podcast. We can't go in depth on these because there's so many that we're going to be giving you.
We're kind of giving you some of the highlights of what is in the document. So that's those why to start thinking like a radio host. Also, the art of hosting. Chemistry and timing are very important when you're podcasting. So we talk about that also in the document.
Even if you're hosting your own show with no one else, you've got to bring the juice.
The chemistry,
yes,
and the timing.
You do.
Because you're still having a conversation. Like, a podcast is not talking at someone, it's talking with someone. So we talk about all the different ways on how to kind of create that for yourself or with a co-host or a guest.
Right. And the one listener who deserves your attention is important, and cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of a live podcast. Now, that's a little down the road. We want to get you started just recording.
We also go over 8 critical features of an episode, and we've done that in another episode that you can listen to. Do you know what the number on that one was, Mayor?
8 critical ways is episode 104.
Yeah, so that is a good one because we kind of break it down so that it's not, you know, the actual episode itself, the actual podcast has some structure to it. So we talk about that. The magic clock, we talk about why you need to have a magic clock for your podcast,
right,
and basically what it is and why it's important.
Okay. Oh, and if you want to do a commercial within your podcast, we teach you how to do that. There's dynamic insertion, there's live reads, there's mid-rolls, pre-rolls, all sorts.
And guess what? Commercials don't have to just be for other people. They can be your own commercials for your own products or services of what you offer.
Right.
So maybe you're an expert in an industry. We talk about how to create those and how to artfully insert those into your episode.
Yeah, with one click.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tease your archives like I just did.
You did.
That was a tease, mm-hmm, to have you guys go listen to 104. You can sell your ebooks, products, tips with your commercials, your personal PSAs. That's awesome. We do 10-minute shows, so we have like a mini show, but we've got 108 of them.
And so people in podcasting, we call them episodes. We interchange them between episode and show. We like it to call it a show because there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end.
Yes.
And same thing with an episode, but we want you to start thinking like a radio host, and we also want you to start thinking like a show host, and like you're producing a show, so that there is a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. So we talk about that. We also talk about 7 ways to create a really tight show.
Yes, we lay it out. If you follow these and you actually write it down on a piece of paper, what we're suggesting you do, you're going to have a really nice, tight show. No learning curve. Bam, we lay it out for you, our template.
the power of purpose and urgency. We go over that and we really, and how you can create that purpose and that urgency within your podcast.
Right. And something we've learned and we've talked about already, the art of batching, what it is and why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. The number one way to save money on your production, and this is a big one. And so we have the number one way that we save money on our production, and you can go to Podcast Weekend and find out what that number one way is. It saves us so much time, so much energy, headache, and money.
Yes. Three tips on how to save time, which equals money, on producing a great show. We spend all our time in pre-production. We have fun in the studio, and it's easy for us to upload and do our show notes.
So we have a system.
Yep, we have a system.
And we teach you the system. What you need to know about show notes and how podcasting can lead to profits.
Yes.
We did a little bit of that in the eight
ways to monetize in episode 105.
There you go. So we talk about that, and then marketing your podcast, the number one way to get the word out about your podcast when you're first getting started. We're going to go over that in Podcast Weekend. And content.
You know, I want to go back to one of these points. We have a thing called produce for profits.
That's becoming its own whole other workbook in Podcast Weekend. So that's exciting too.
Yeah, because if some people just love to record their podcast, and that's totally fine.
And it's a hobby.
It's a hobby. We have made money from podcasting.
It's our business.
It's our business.
If you want to have podcasting be your business, that's what we go over in Podcast Weekend and in the other document, the other workbook that's coming up about how to monetize your podcast, where we dive really a lot deeper into that topic than we do in Podcast Weekend, the overview.
Right. And this, I mean, they're like 20 pages. I personally recommend print them out and highlight like crazy and make notes in the margins. We give you worksheets, templates of things to use to produce your episodes. Everything we use.
We're sharing with you.
Yeah.
And we're sharing it with you for a couple of reasons. We love the podcasting industry.
Yes.
It's been good to us. We enjoy it. It's fun. It's our business. We think it's important. There's a lot of great information being shared out there. A lot of great experts coming to the forefront. There's entertainment. I mean, there's so many different kinds of podcasts. You can get so many different things out of podcasting, and that you sharing your voice and joining the chorus of podcasters, we think is a really magical thing. And we would love for you to be a part of it if that's what you've been dreaming about.
Right. And don't become overwhelmed because of the sheer number of podcasts that are out there. Just be true to your topic, your niche, your brand, and your tribe will find you.
And on another note, if you do have a podcast that is a fit for our audience.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I know, right? We have a podcast network that we're launching. And so we would love to hear your idea. So if you want to pitch us your idea for a podcast that would be part of Mom's Town, our podcast, the podcast network. So Mom's Town is becoming a podcast network of shows. And so if you have an idea, a topic that you want to start podcasting, or maybe you already have an existing podcast, send that to us at podcast@momstown.com. And we'd love to hear that as well. So we're all in.
We're all in. And then you would work right side by side with us and the other show hosts that we will have on the network and our multiple shows we do.
We have some great shows coming on board.
Yeah, we do. And you're going to get the analytics, deep analytics that you won't get at one of those places for $15 a month.
We're going to teach you real ways to make money with a podcast, and no guarantees. You got to do the work, but you got to start at Podcast Weekend.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Head over to podcastweekend.com and get your download and let us know how it's going.
This is Momstown 365. Be bold. Be creative. We're here for you every day.